Okay, everybody say. Okay, a couple of things. Okay. Yesterday, we started discussing a fascinating inyan. And that was, we discussed the question of a woman who was a shota, who became a shota after she got married. And the husband, obviously he can't divorce her now because she's a shota, but he wants to marry another woman. So we have a heter of you know, so Rabbi Gershom made a takana that you can't marry two wives. But we have a concept of heter mei rabbanim that that if she can't get the get, so she could have had the mayor of sign, he can marry a additional wife, but he has to be mashlish to get. He has to write a get. So he writes a get. He gets a sofer to write the get and a shliach to hold on to the get. And then it's all ready to go. And then he'll get married now to another woman, and if eventually she'll get better, the first wife, then that get will be given over to her. And that was the old minhag. So the Bekeves HaMishnah says that the Chachmei Lisa didn't like that minhag, because they said that how could you write the get? How could you have a shliach to write the get? L'cha'ora, what's going to happen? Because at the time that the shliach was mitzuvah to write the get, what happened? He can't divorce her yet. So we have the klal from the Gemara Nazir that milsa de'ilo matzi avid, shliach lo matzi mashvi. So the shliachus was not good. So if a get written that at the time she was a shota, even though it's not going to be given over unless she gets better, but you need a shlichus to write the get. You need a shlichus to give the get. So all those shlichus are what? Are no good. So how does it work? So that's why the Chachmei Lisa says, don't write a get. Just have the het to meir abanim. And if she'll ever get better, then he'll give her a fresh get. Well, from the time she gets better, then he'll have someone write a get and give it to her. And then she's already right to get a get. So that's the Chachmei Lisa. So the Mekeves HaMishnah says there was this Rav from Krashtin, right? And he said no. He said that even though you're right, the shlichus is no good, but it could work. Midin lat, midin zchia. That when they write the get, so it was they were appointed the shlich, but the shlichus is bottle. The shlichus is no good. So this Rav of Krashtin, right, says, so there's a concept in halacha that you can have zchia, which means that you can have, there are two ways of doing things in the world. You can do it yourself, three ways. You can do it yourself. If you don't want to do it yourself, you can put a shliach. Or, if it's a schus, you could, someone else. The shliach is self-appointed. He doesn't have to have appointed shlichus. He does it by himself. So here, it's to the benefit of the husband to have his wife be divorced, because he's getting married to another woman now, and he doesn't want to violate Kerem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So it's a schus. So midin zachin, it works. It works midin zachin. The Mekeves HaMishnah didn't like that, because he said that what? Mekeves HaMishnah follows who? The ksos. That zachin le adam and not zachin me adam. And therefore, in here, you're being zoche for the man to give a get to the woman. You're zchia for the man to to have a get for the man. It's a schus for the man in this situation, where he's getting married anyway, and he'll otherwise be violating Kerem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So it's a schus for the man to have the, even though he can't appoint the shliach, but it could still be good, midin zchir. And the Chasam Sofer likes that, right? He supported the, and even, I didn't show you yesterday, but even Reb Chaim Oizer, you have that passage? Let me just show you the Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer. Chaim Oizer, from yesterday's package, on page 18, he says, "Yiskus Glomer Das Achroinim." And he considers this. And then he quotes. He says, "The local Moshe Kosov Aksois, the one Mahani beget Torah Sfi. Chat Kosov Achasim Sofer." And he quotes the Chasim Sofer, the halacha of Rabbakas Israel, that you can sell somebody's chametz, even though they didn't appoint you as a shliach. You could sell the chametz for them, because it's a schus that they shouldn't have chametz. So that was the whole structure from yesterday. You want to say something?
He can't have a shliach right now because he can't get a gift because she's not able to receive the gift.
Right.
So is it a schus for her to be divorced from him?
It's a schus for him to divorce her.
It's not a schus for her.
That doesn't matter. She has no say in, because he can even divorce, you know. It's all from his perspective. That's the Chayim the Rabbi. I mean, yeah, but at this point, she's a shota, so there was, so Lemaisa, it's a schus. I mean, Lemaisa, she's not getting divorced till later. So when she gets better. Once she'll get better, he already married another woman. So what would you want? So then she's going to take it willfully. Why? Because he's already married to someone else. So it would be Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom for him to. So she could say, "Well, I got married to you beforehand," but he could say, "Well, you checked out of the marriage, not willfully, but you checked out of the marriage. You know, you've been a shota for the past 10 years, so he has a right to say that I, you know, 10 years, he has a right to marry someone else." Oh, so that we'll talk about, right? We're going to talk about it. The Chazanish is going to talk about that in an upcoming packet. Okay. So now we're going to have another nakuda. Rav Yitzchak Chochanan is going to have another yisoid from Rav Yitzchak Chochanan. What is Rav Yitzchak Chochanan's yisoid? You see, what was this whole idea? You know, the zchiyah, okay. In other words, Chasam Sofer says zchiyah works for getting, even for the man, right? Zochah in writing the get for the man. In other words, the Gemara entertains the possibility that zchiyah should work for the woman when somebody b'mokum ketata, b'mokum yavam, etc. But here we're talking about zchiyah for the man. The Chasam Sofer says it works for the man too. So let me ask you a question. This is the question. Ready for the question? If somebody appoints a shliach, right, and say the shlichus was faulty, For whatever reason, the shlichus couldn't go through. Do we say automatically you could do it through Zechiah? That's the assumption here. Because he appointed a shliach to give the get when the wife was a shoulder. And we're saying that minu shlichus is not good. That minu shlichus is not good. So what the Rav Mikrashtin and the Chasam Sofer says is that it'll still work midin zchiyah. But maybe one could say the following. Let me hear what you think of this svara. And this is the svara that Rav Yitzchak Hochanan is going to bolster. That is, zchiyah works if somebody is zochah for somebody else. He's zochah in the basketball for me, he's zochah for them. But maybe if you pointed someone as a shliach, so you show you wanted to adopt your work through the channels of shlichus, so then if the shlichus fails, then it doesn't necessarily automatically mean that it works through zchiyah. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, even in the case of zchus, but maybe, in other words, you know, we have a concept in halacha that, there's a famous gemara above Metzia and Daf Yud that a person saw a lost object, a Metzia, and he jumps on it, right? But he didn't kone, he didn't hold on to it. And then someone else gets it, so the guy who picked it up gets it. Ah, why don't you say the first guy didn't pick it up? Ah, but he should be kone b'dalat amos. There's a halacha of king in dalat amos, that if you get within dalat amos of something, that's like it's yours. So the Gemara says, no, but since he had in mind to kone it through jumping on it, and not through dalat amos, So then that shows that he was trying to work through a different track. And once you have in mind a different track, and that track falls through, that doesn't mean that automatically you could work with another track. You understand? That means the discussion there, well, maybe it's only because it's the Rabban and the whole discussion of the Rishon. But I'm just showing you this idea. So that's the question. I want you to think about it misvara before we see any riots. That if something was to be sold, that these rabbanim wanted to melamed zchus on the old minute, that when the woman becomes a shota, so the husband gets heterim rabbanim to remarry, and he also has a get written. And the question is, but the get has to be written through the shliach of the shlichus of the husband, and he can't appoint a shliach because he can't divorce her now because she's not right to be divorced. Right, so the Rav Mikrashim says, "Oh, it'll work midin zchi. It'll work midin zchi." But he appointed a shliach. So maybe if you appoint a shliach, that means you want it to work through shlichus. So then it doesn't work through zchi. Maybe zchi is only in a case where you didn't say anything. You didn't appoint a shliach. And somebody did it on your behalf, so be it. So it works, you didn't see it. But if you appointed a shliach, maybe that shows you wanted that to go through shlichus, and shlichus by default doesn't become zchiyah because you appointed a shliach. What do you say to that? Shimon, you have something?
Yeah. Is that the only reason you use the shliach is so that you can do zchiyah, you can't just do it without it. It's not really a shliach,
right, but he thought he appointed him as a shliach.
Maybe he wants him specifically to do it. Like Eliezer by Abba.
He wanted a specific. He's going to do it anyway, but is it. What do we say? No. Lemaisa, if shliach works, shliach works.
So if you hold the shliach a lot of times,
if the shliach is mitam shlichus, it's shlichus. But maybe even within shlichus, there's a difference. Oh, so let's see. Rav Yitzchak Hochanan has the yesod. He says, whenever you appoint somebody as a shliach, and the shlichus falls through, that it's not going to work midin zchiya automatically. Now let me show you one of his rayas. Take a look in the Gemara Gittin on Kiddushin rather, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on page 1. That will work midin shlichus. If you point the shlichus, it works midin shlichus, so shlichus, okay? Okay. The Gemara here talks about freeing an Eved Kenani. Right? The person is a non-Jewish slave. So the Gemara speaks about freeing him through Kesef, freeing him through Shtar. So if you look in the Gemara, Gemara says, different opinions. The kesef, haromer of kesef leidatzmo. The kesef leidatzmo, in al dechem lo. There's one way to free him is through kesef. He gives money, he buys his way out. The other way is that he gets a shtar shechror from his. So the Gemara says here, "Al yidei acherim, af al yidei acherim." But kamashul zchusu le'emchi yifim yad rabbi lochemus. One opinion says that the other gives the shtar shechror to the eved, so he's free. But the chiddush is, even if the other gives the shtar shechror to someone else, that someone else is what? Is Zocher in the Shtar for the Eved. It's a Din Zchiya. The Din Zchiya. Okay? So there's opinions here in the Gemara that a Shtar, because there's a Zchus for an Eved to be free. So even though the Adam didn't hand him the Shtar Shechor, right? He gave it to someone else, but to someone else is Zocher on behalf of what? Half of the Eved. Good. Now, there is, let's assume like that. Now, let's take a look. There is a Gemara on Amud Beis here, on page 2. Top line on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Eved Kenani, Masha Yesha Shlich Lekabel Gito Miyad Rabba. Could an Eved make a Shlich to receive his Shtar Shechor? Kevin Degomer Lola Miisha Ki Isha. Just like an Isha can make a Shlich for someone else to receive Hageta on her behalf, a Shlich Lekabelah. Odil Meisha Dii Matzi Mekabelas Gita Shliach Nami Matzi Mashve Eved Dii Lo Mekabel Gita Shliach Lo Matzi Mashve. Because maybe there's an opinion that maybe that an Eved can't get a get from a Shtar Shechor, because maybe it has to be Dafka given to someone else because he's still in the Rishus of the Baal. So it's like the Baal wants to give the Eved a Shtar Shechor. It's like, but he owns the Eved, so it's like the Baal giving from his right hand to his left hand, right? So it doesn't mean anything. So that's the question. Oh, so look at Tosis. Maushi Yasha Shlich Kabogito Biad Rabbi Yeshma Farshim Dahaki Kabi Boile. Heche the Omer Haevid La Ache, Le Kabalegito, Miad Rabbo, Mahani Kabaloso Olo. Chilo Omer Le Kabalegito, Bob Makablo, Pshitala de Mahani. Tamrin Mishtar al Dechirim. Whereas if somebody didn't appoint the Shliach, and somebody's just, the other one is just giving it to a third party, that he should be zocher. That for sure works. The question is, what if he makes a shliach? Would that work? Because maybe you don't have to do it all your day achim. So the question is, you see, if you give it directly to the Eved, that might not be good, because the Eved is you. You own the Eved. So it's like you're giving a shtar from your hand and putting it in your pocket. So giving it to the Eved is like your pocket. So then you can't give it to the Eved directly, and maybe therefore you can't make a shliach. But Tzchiyah works. So the question Rav Yitzchak Elchanan raises is, if every time there's a faulty shlichus, it works midin zchia, then this should pasha that it should work. But here the Gemara is saying, Tosis is explaining that no, zchia would work, but now we want to know if shlichus works. So you see from here that just because the shlichus is faulty, doesn't mean that what? That it's going to work midin zchia. So therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that what? That this idea that when you write a get, that we discussed yesterday, you write a get for the woman who's a shota, and you appoint her a shliach, and we say the shliach is not good, it works within zchiyah, you see from this sugya that it doesn't. Because if you decided you're going through the track of shlichus, and the shlichus is faulty, you see from here that it doesn't work within zchiyah. Zchiyah could work if you didn't put the shlichus mode into operation. So therefore, in the case of the Isha Shota, he appointed a shliach to divorce his wife. So now you want to say it's within zchiyah, but zchiyah won't work if it's b'torah shlichus. Now Rabbi Harari wants to say maybe that's totally on whether Tzchi is mitam shlichus or not mitam shlichus. That it's mitam shlichus, so then it's the same. But even that you could question. Take a look. This idea here on page 11. Yeah, take a look on page 11 in the Ein Yitzchak. This is the new edition of Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's Tshuvas that was put together by Machon Yerushalayim together with YU. She was Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. They didn't, you know, they could have done a better job, I think, of put footnotes and things like that. So they just did the text. They didn't do notes. They should put notes. Right? Okay. What can I tell you? Ach be'emes hanochon imachronim shetomu ala hashloshes haget. Hashloshes haget means that when you get the heter meir rabbanim, you have to already give a get with the heter meir rabbanim to a third party, to a shlish, which means the third party. So we said it. Some people didn't like that idea because they say the shlichus doesn't work. So the Merkavas HaMishnah says it doesn't work because it's zochin meyadim, right? He's going to say a different reason. So others want to say it works with Torah Zechia. He says no. According to Tosis and Kedushin, Malchay Yeshu Shliach, Padi Balim Eved Yochel Laso Shliach LeKabel Gito Miad Rabo Olo. But more of us needs in the Shtarl Yechay with Tosis Chus Yeshach Yeshchal the Migav Gora Hechah Shabab with Torah Shlichus from Lots Loch LeKabel Gito. So that's what he says. That if you say you want, and he agrees to accept shlichus, so it's as if they stipulate it's only going to work through shlichus. And you see that from this Tosis. According to Tosis and Kedushin, that an Eved if he appointed a shliach to receive his get, that's a question of whether it works or not. But why don't you say it's pasha that it works midin zchiyah? So the Rav Yitzchok Chanan says, no, it can't work midin zchiyah if you set into a motion shlichus. Right, so Rav Yitzchok Chanan is arguing on that whole, in other words, that whole thing that the Chasam Sofer, he's saying, look at his first line. In other words, he says the ones that he thinks are correct are the ones that said, who were the Chachamim Shetamu? Who are they? The Chachmei Lisa, right? They said, no, this is not a good thing. You should only write the get when she gets better. And we were back and forth. So Rav Yitzchok Chanan says, I agree. But he doesn't say it because of the ktsos, because he doesn't hold from the ktsos. He holds up. And he doesn't say it because of Rav Harari, because whatever. He doesn't say it because of that. He says a different reason. He says because for anything that's going through the mode of shlichus, and he agrees on shlichus, so then it's ki'ilu, they stipulate that's not going to be midin zchiyah. And therefore won't work midin zchiyah. That's his rabbi from that Tosis and Kedushin of the Chav Gimel. And then he has another raya from another Tosis. The other Tosis is on page 3 here. What? Who? Rav Yitzchok Chanan?
He was lived in 1896.
And Rav Moser
was maybe 20 years old.
He was already writing Jews. Right, Rav Yitzchok Chanan is his generation before.
They're living in the same time as arguing on.
I mean, he's arguing on the Chasam Sofer. He's arguing in that whole discussion that we had yesterday. Some people like that Eitzah of writing the get, and some people said no, for different reasons. Now he's getting. One more thing. Let me show you. There is a Gemara here on Samach Vav Amud Beis on page in Gittin on page 3. And we're going to have a whole packet about this. There is a concept in halacha called mili lo mimsaron l'shliach. Yeah, you see that? In the middle of the page? On page 3, the first word on the line is Yossi. Right towards the middle of the page, the first word on the line is Yossi. Dama mili lo mimsaron l'shliach. You know what that means? I mean, this is a very big sugya, and we're going to have packets. And that's the following. That when you appoint a shliach, say you appoint a shliach to give a get, right? So you give him over the get, and he gives it over. But say you appoint a shliach, you know what you tell him? Go tell the sofer to write a get. So what did you give him? When you appointed him a shliach, you just gave him words. I'm giving you the authority. In other words, you didn't hand him a piece of paper. You didn't give him a get to give to the woman. You gave him words. Your shlichus is to appoint the sofer. So the concept of milum so shlich means that shlichus does not exist in the world, in the realm of words. Shlichus is about physical things. You give someone a get, to give to the wife. So he hand him a get, now he'll hand over the get to the wife. But if you say, I'm appointing you a shliach, I'm appointing you to give you the jurisdiction to go to the sofer's house and tell him to write the get. So you didn't give him anything. You just gave him words. Words is not shlichus. Shlichus is only physical things that you give to give over. But to appoint a shlichus... What? Oh, okay. Excellent question. Yeah, so we're going to have to... But so this is a concept of milu l'mimser l'shliach. So now Tosus asks the question like this: there is a machlokas between Rab Lozer and Rab Meir that a get has to be written l'shma, right? It has to be written for this particular couple, right? So Rav Lezer says the get has to be written l'shma, and then it's right. Rav Meir says no. When it says v'kosov, you know what that means? All that means is the chasima has to be, the signatures have to be. It has to be signed for this couple. But the get, in other words, if they find the get in the garbage and happens to have the right names, or they left that, whatever, they can take that get. They were written already for a different couple. And so it wasn't written the Shema for this couple. So Rabbeinu says, Rabbeinu Shita is, that a get doesn't have to be written the Shema. It only has to be signed the Shema. The Chasav law sacred priestess, the Chasav the Shema, means the Chasav. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu says, Afilu matzo ba'ashpa. Even if you find a get ba'ashpa, and now you want to use it for your wife, Rav Meir says that's okay. So the Gemara, so Tosis has the kasha here. If a person, say, appoints somebody to write, go to the sofer and write a get for me. I'm not going to the sofer, but you go from on my behalf to the sofer.
Right? That's what common sense.
So the Gemara says maybe that's no good, because there's no such thing as shlichus what or what for mealy. Shlichus has to be for something tangible. If I just give you the, what am I making your shlich for words? Just to appoint something. So I say you go and tell the sofer something. I didn't say go give a get, go give something, go do, just give words. That's no shlichus by words. So Moses asks Akasha, but according to Rav Meir, so you're going to say what? So therefore the shlichus is not a good shlichus, if it's mealy, and therefore it's like the get wasn't written l'shma. But Moses asks Akasha, but Rav Meir's shita is that it doesn't have to be written l'shma anyway. So even l'matza ba'ashma. So why is the sofer writing based on somebody appointing someone else to tell the sofer to write should be no different than what? Then finding it ba'ashpa. And finding it ba'ashpa is good. That's Tosis Kasha. On page 3. In Torah, my Kasha lame had the meal of Mr. Lishlich, and may I feel much of ba'ashpa kosher. So one teretz is that this Gemara is not following Rav Meir. It's following Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer says a get has to be written l'shma. Not only the signatures, but the writing. But then Tosis says inami nihi the matzah Rav Meir shemotzal bal ba'ashma hecha shetziva lichtov moda Rav Meir shetzarech lasot siguyim. Fiu k'sav yodem u'haviki u'tziva l'hedja. So he says know this. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, if you tell somebody, go to the sofer and appoint him to write again for me, and we say that's not good, right? Because you have to tell directly to the sofer. You can't appoint a shliach to do that. Because there's no shliach by me.
So Tosfos gets a kasha. But even if you find it already written in the garbage, it's good. So this should be no worse. So Tosfos says it is worse. Because here you were trying to do it through what? Through shlichus. And the shlichus what? Was no good. So we don't say by default it's no worse than the get that's found by Ashma, because you wanted shlichus. So you wanted shlichus, and the shlichus is no good. It's not, we don't say, well, by default it's good, but Torah's just stama get shalol ashma. So that's another raya that Rav Yitzchak Vachon brings, that once, yeah, and that is found on page 11 as well. On page 11 in the left side, in the middle of the left column, the first word on the line is bezeh. Okay, gav nekos v'atoysis, the after mashir ameh, rotsu ba'ashman, kol zeh ba'ason shluchim, luchtov aget, eim yuchol mitzavos lacheyim luchtov, mishum de milil o mimser o mishlich, she zeh goren rotsu ba'ashman, mishum de kevin tzivu luchtov, tzrichim laso tzivu shalom. Ad kan loshan atoysis. Fa'pi zeh mitzur, one second. And he says, and that would answer the ktsos. The ktsos shita was that what, if a woman, if somebody was mafish truma, right, our old ktsos, somebody was mafish challah, so it's no good, mitoras chia. But what is about tosis and nozer that says that that if a woman appointed someone as a shliach to be mafrish before the chalig, before the dough existed. So it says, but if you hold tzchi, it works. So then, granted that shlichas can't work because it's shalol bala olam, but it should work be Torah tzchiya. So says, you see right from here that tzchiya doesn't work by hafrosh. So the Rav Yitzchak says no. It does work. But here, once you appoint the shliach, then it doesn't work. So if you never appointed her as a shliach, and then she went ahead, and she was mafrish, that's good. But once you appointed a shliach, and then the shlichus is no good, because it was dover shalom bol olam, so then it's not going to work midin tzchiyah. And therefore he says, and that's pshat in the what? That's pshat in the that the whole idea of that if you appoint someone as a shliach to divorce the wife who's a shota, and we say it works with din tzchiya, so he says no, it's not going to work with din tzchiya because you appointed a shliach. So that's the sort of useful thing. You appoint someone as a shliach, then it has to work through shlichus. If the shlichus is faulty because it's dover shalol bala olam, what's mealy or something like that, then it's over. It doesn't work with din shlichus by tzchiya by default. Tzchiya is only if there was no shlichus put into operation. And that's the yisod of Rav Yitzchak Vachon. Okay, tomorrow what I'd like you to do is to look this fascinating Gemara here, starting on page 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll focus on that, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll focus on that. And then we'll work from there. Okay? Very good. Okay.